Mark, what did it mean to you to have that kind of performance tonight?
You know, it felt good. I thought we got off to a good start with that second group there and just try to get as many completions as possible and move it down the field. I thought the O-line looked great. There was a bunch of time back there in the pocket and, you know, made it easy on us at the skill positions to make plays. So I was just proud of the guys around me. I thought we almost rallied there at the end. I thought all the quarterbacks showed flashes of some really good plays. And we almost pulled it out there at the end. So we lost things, but you know, we want to do our best and rally next week.
On a personal level, it's been a while for you out there. How did it feel just to be out in a real game situation?
Oh, that felt great. It was really exciting. And, you know, I'm just blessed to come back and feel 100% and get this whole thing rolling again. It felt really good. I was just, you know, thank God for the opportunity. It was fun.
And you know how tough Nick, I mean, in the short time you've known Nick, you know how tough he takes things. It seems like those two picks got to him a little bit. You feel for him a little bit?
Look, it's the first preseason game. You know, I'm not worried one bit about Nick. He's the dude's nails. He'll be fine. And he knows that. Ball got away from him a couple times, but he knows how to battle. He knows how to battle through adversity, to push through stuff. And like I said, it's the first preseason game. It's no biggie. The dude's calm, cool, he's ready to go. He'll be good next week.
Did you think you'd come in and have no rust after not playing for such a long time?
I don't know. I mean, there's still some rust out there. It wasn't perfect, trust me. There's plenty of things to work on, plenty of things to improve on. But, you know, I just expected to play like I'd been practicing, and I felt like I'd been practicing well. So, you know, you got to take that drill work and practice stuff to the games. And, you know, I thought it went well.
Hey, Mark, I know you're an optimistic guy, but did you prove anything to yourself tonight, you think?
No, like I said, I expected to come out and play well. I thought, you know, the system was coming to me well. I thought I was absorbing things. I thought, you know, we try to get as many guys involved as we can and spread the ball around. And, you know, I didn't really think about, what do I need to do? You just run the plays, let the offense take care of itself, and, you know, let Tuck run it in, let guys make catches down the field. Jordan got his first catch, got hit a couple times, you know. See some guys get to play and light up, and that's what tonight was all about. So it was really fun.
So you felt comfortable in the offense?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Of course, yeah.
It seemed you're finding Ertz pretty often there. What was it about him? What was it about those
I mean, that's just the way it worked out tonight. I mean, you know, we talked about this offense before. Some nights it's going to be Ertz. Another night it's going to be Jordan Matthews. You know, James Casey, it doesn't matter. The guys don't care. We got a selfless group. That's the best part about it. So, you know, anybody could get it any time tonight. It happened to be Ertz. He runs great routes. He's got good hands and did a good job.